Elsewhere, life goes on and counting of votes in the Shannon election is continuing to fill 49 of the 60 seats of the Upper House. And over now to Maggie Doyle of our political staff, who's been following the count. Maggie, how is it looking so far? How many of those seats are filled?
Well, Claire, a total of 17 seats have been filled, 5 from the Cultural and Educational Panel, 11 from the Agricultural Panel and 1 from the Universities Panel. So altogether 17.
So take us through the winners and losers so far. Some familiar names in there.
Yeah, and I'll bring you the newest news first, I suppose. Just in the last half hour, Ronan Mullen topped the poll for the NUI Colleges panel in the first count, so he keeps his Shannon seat. Elsewhere on the vocational panels yesterday, on the Cultural and Educational panel, 3 former TDs who lost their seats in the general election got into the Shannon: Fine Gael's Sean Kine and Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers and Malcolm Byrne. And then today, the agricultural panel count, which finished just in the last half hour, another 2 TDs who lost their Dáil seats gained Shannon seats. That's Fine Gael's Michael Darcy, he was a former Minister of State, and Fianna Fáil's Eugene Murphy. 6 senators in total kept their seats, including the Green Party's Pippa Hackett. 3 Fine Gael candidates won, but to the detriment probably of their colleague and sitting senator Maria Byrne, who's lost her Shannon seat. And the other 2 there, Labour's Annie Hoey, she's a councillor who ran in the general election in Meath East, so it's a first for Labour in the Shannon, and Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan, the former MEP. She took the last seat on the agricultural panel.
Okay, and then separately in this fairly complex system, we have the 2 university panels being counted today. So have you any news on that for us?
Well, yeah, just the news there that Ronan Mullen has topped the poll. So he's the first one in. There's 6 seats altogether, 3 each for the Trinity and the NUI Colleges panel. Elsewhere on the NUI count, Michael McDougall and Alice Mary Higgins looking fairly good on that first count. Former Solidarity Party TD Ruth Coppinger, also a candidate on that panel. So there's 19 in total, and that count is ongoing. All the incumbents hoping to keep their seats, similar to the Trinity count. Ivana Bacik, Lynn Ruan and David Norris hoping to keep their Shannon seats, but there's 10 candidates in total running there.
And Maggie, all of these counts are being run under social distance restrictions, so many of these candidates might be learning their fate from home today.
Absolutely, yeah. A bit like myself, I'm watching it on the Oireachtas Broadcasting Service. That's for the vocational panels. There's 5 of them. And I must say it's a really good service, actually, because they're doing everything on their Twitter and their social media accounts, all the declarations on there. As this similar as well for Trinity and the NUI panels. They're all being live streamed. And the candidates have been asked to stay away from the count centres. So some of their agents are attending, the larger parties nominating one person to go along, and lots of social distancing measures in place with health and safety procedures for the staff. And you can see it all online. So, you know, if people want to tune in themselves this afternoon or for the next couple of days, it's an interesting watch, the Shannon election count.
Okay, or Maggie, I'm sure you'll bring us the updates as and when they happen as well. That's Maggie Doyle. Thank you very much.